All right, market facilitation program payments. So there's news going on right now with the second round of payments.
There is. I think there was anxiety. And, you know, once the first payments got announced, well, we're going to have the second tranche. And I'm sure after this next week when the second tranche goes out, we'll be talking about, are we going to have the third tranche? And it's an interesting question. We went to OMB, Office of Management and Budget, to the allocators of this money. The president's committed on that money. He understands that why it's needed, and he was the primary proponent of that. I think I can say pretty assuredly we would not have gotten $16 billion out of the White House without President Trump insisting that. The day after the talks broke down with the Chinese in late April, early May, he called me that next morning early, and he said, okay, what are we going to do? Bring me a program that, again, acknowledges this deal. They've backed up. They've retreated from where we had agreed, and we're not going to let them bully us into capitulating in that area. So you protect my farmers. In fact, I've told other groups, some of you may have heard me tell this story before, but in that meeting when Lia He was there and things were going well before China reneged, he had Lighthizer there sitting right across from him. Mnuchin was to his left. Lia He was to his left. I was to Lighthizer's right. And he said, guys, this was the exit interview with Lia He, the China vice premier there. And he said, sounds like things are going pretty well on the cyber issues there, and I want to encourage you all to make sure we get that done. But he pointed his finger at Mnuchin Lighthizer and says, but I want you to take care of my farmers. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of gives you a little bit. When the president points his finger at you and tells you to take care of somebody, that's how this all got done. It wouldn't have gotten done without him. But again, we are delighted that OMB again released the allocation of the second tranche. I guess the question is, and maybe the unasked question is, if we get a trade deal there, what is the expectation from the producer community over that, and what's the expectation from 2020? I personally don't want us to get entitled for other market facilitation payments. I think farmers said from the very beginning, and I believe them, they'd rather have trade than aid, and I'm hoping we get trade. So I'm hoping we get a trade deal that moves the markets in a very positive way.
So there was a question on these MFP payments, it being a signal that phase one of the China trade deal may not happen. But based on what you've already talked about with China, it sounds like these are completely separate things going on and not relying on each other.
Well, they are currently. I mean, the future is, you know, it's like Yogi Berra said, the future's all ahead of us. We don't know. But anyway, the y'all didn't know who Yogi Berra was, right? Okay. The fact is, if as kind of what I said earlier, if we get a major trade deal, and when I talk about a major trade deal, the purchase quantities are double what they've ever bought before. Now, you know, the proof's in the pudding. We want to see the contracts. We want to see the orders here, not just the commitment. But if we have China buying twice as much as they've ever bought before, that ought to move the markets. It ought to move the markets significantly.
Sure. Yeah.
And farmers, while they have benefited and, you know, needed the market facilitation program, they really would rather have trade than aid. And to some degree, the dichotomy of the emotions out there are, farmers would rather have the money from the scales in the mailbox. And that's why it's been sort of unfulfilling to some degree, of having to rely on those market facilitation programs. But we don't want to have to rely on them permanently. I'm not encouraging anyone to expect a 2020 payment.
There have reportedly been some instances of farmers who still haven't received the first round. Can you explain why there are any difficulties going and getting these payments to those who are awaiting them?
No, I can't. I'm not aware of that. But if those people would contact us directly over... You mean the first round of market facilitation programs?
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's some certification issue at the county level, I do not know why that would occur, and I'm not familiar with those having happened. But if they would alert our people, I'm not aware of anything from Undersecretary Northey or Jamie Clover Adams that's going on. frankly, what I've heard is pretty smooth out there on that. And I want to congratulate again our FPAC people for really working on that. You've had two disasters in a row, two market facilitations of program in a row, and I think they've done yeoman's work to get that done as smoothly as they have and on time in that way. So I would encourage you all, if you have people that you know of that have not received the first tranche of market facilitation, we'll dig down and find out what that is.
Okay. There have been some complaints from Midwest farmers that a higher amount of the MFP payments are going to farmers in other parts of the country, rather to those in the Midwest areas hit by adverse weather and a trade war. Will there be any adjustments to how those payments are being handled going forward?
Sure. The answer to your last question is no, and I do want to correct the record. It's been interesting. One of our members of Congress on the Senate side had this 10-page report where she advocated that. What the deal is, it's interesting, of the five southeastern states that she referenced, both Illinois and Iowa individually had more money than those five southeastern states combined in that area.
Wow.
So Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, they're in the top five as far as the money goes out. So this is nothing more than political conversation trying to, again, bash the administration. And the facts are there. They're very clear. One of the reasons you had higher county rates in that was you have higher valued rates, value crop rates like cotton and peanuts that are grown in those southeastern states rather than corn and beans on a per-acre basis. And that was the influence of the county rates that were commuted. But you can't conflate county rates with the dollars that have gone out. The dollars have been overwhelmingly to our best production area, which is the Midwest and upper Midwest.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should know about MFP that you would like us to get to our audiences?
Again, I hear good things from the farming community out there. You said farmers were complaining. Really, I haven't heard farmers complain aside from this report that was put out of the Senate. So I think our farmers are pretty happy with I met with the Fed this morning over at the Kansas City Fed, which is sort of the ag Fed for the country. And I met with lenders across the country. I can tell you the lenders are very happy about that, and they're very pleased. While farmers are less fulfilled about money coming from the mailbox than they are the scales, the lenders don't care where the money comes from. So they're glad to have the repayment of those loans out there, and I'm happy that our farmers will be able to survive. No one ever thought, it's just like insurance, when you have crop insurance or anything else, you never feel like you're made whole, but again, it will allow people to continue to go forward.